You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosden, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you once again. And here we are in this continuing study called No Doubt, Six Things We Can Know For Sure. And we're on that fourth thing that we can know for sure. This is session four. The title is Sure of Victory. You know, we live in a world where it seems that evil, bad things, the wrong side is winning. We see that everywhere. It just seems to be that we're overrun with things that are just not so good, that are opposed to what God teaches us. Well, the state of the world may not be good, but we can be sure that Christ is victorious and that he will set things right. Our scripture passage is again from 1 John. We're in 1 John chapter 3, verse 19 through chapter 4, verse 4.
All right, so the point today is because Jesus has won the victory, his people are victorious. Yes, we're on the winning side. I like that. So the first point is we have victory over doubt, victory over doubt. And so let me start reading in verses 19, chapter 3, 19 through 22. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and will reassure your hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows all things. Dear friends, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive whatever we ask from him because we keep his command and do what is pleasing in his sight. So there it is. We have victory over doubt. And, you know, doubt is one of those things that, you know, just grabs people. We're uncertain. We wonder. Sometimes we do things over and over again because we're just not sure. And so, Christina, look in this text and talk to us about how this text gives us victory over doubt.
You know, Mark, we've been talking about this through this whole study that because of Christ, we shouldn't live in doubt. Because we have Christ as believers, we can walk in victory. Victory over doubt. And this confidence will allow us to operate in boldness. We will pray in boldness. We will serve in boldness. We will be a Christian, a bold Christian, just like Paul. Think about it this way. When we abide faithfully in Christ, assurance just blooms within us. You know, I can remember the time when I lacked that very much. I was so self-conscious. Didn't have any confidence in myself as a believer. But as I grew in the Lord, that confidence grew and I began to walk in victory. And so my prayer life has been impacted. My ministry has been impacted. And the things even I do at Lifeway as a content editor has been impacted. So I praise God for the victory that he gives us because we are in Christ.
All right, so I can remember as a child, people talking about the faith train. And so it talked about facts, faith, and feelings. And often we want to run the train on our feelings, how we feel about things. I feel good about this, or I don't feel good about this. I feel accepted, or I feel condemned. And we want to run the train based on our feelings. Well, that is like putting the caboose up front in the train. Instead, what that illustration said is that facts are the engine that run the train. Facts have to be up front. The coal car that fuels the engine is faith. And then our feelings are the caboose that just kind of come along on the backside. And so this is what this is, to me, is reminding us of, to make sure we're putting things in its proper order and proper perspective. It says in verse number 20, it says, whenever our hearts condemn us. So sometimes we'll feel something inside. We'll feel like, you know, I don't measure up. I feel like I'm condemned because of all the things that have gone on in my life. It says God is greater than our hearts and he knows all things. So this says to me that how do we know what God is saying? We know what the word of God says. That's how we know what God is saying. And so the fact of what the word of God says ought to take priority over how I feel about it in my own heart. And so, and that's going to be a great strength. So yes, I may feel some doubt sometimes, but I don't rest on how I feel about it. I rest on what the word of God says about it. That's what makes it important. So in that old song, "You Can't Make Me Doubt Him," one of the verses says, "Because I know too much about him." So you got to rest in the facts of what the word of God says, not just how we feel. Our feelings go up and down, in and out, they're all over the place. Rest in the facts of the word of God. So the second thing is that we have victory through consistency. I like that. So let's start at verse number 23. Now, this is his command, that we believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commands remains in him and he in him. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the spirit he has given to us. And so this idea of remaining in God is important, a sense of consistency and living our lives. So sometimes people say, how are you doing under the circumstances? Well, we ought not live under every circumstance. We ought to live on top of the circumstance. And so with a sense of consistency, why? Because it doesn't depend on us. Take the weight off of your shoulders, right? Take the weight off and recognize that it depends on him. So it says, we believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. We love one another as he commanded us. And he remains in us. All of these are important things for us to remember if we are to be able to navigate the waters of life by faith with consistency. What are you thinking here, Christina?
Yes, Mark, and this reminds us of John 15, where it says, we are the branches and we are to stay connected to the vine. And that's where the consistency comes in. John taught us that if we're going to live consistently, then we need to remain connected to Jesus Christ so that we establish a pattern in our lives. It becomes a matter of a lifestyle for us. And the commands of God won't be as difficult to obey because we will not even have to think about it. And that also becomes because we love God. You know, love has a great deal to do with it. John has asked us to believe in the name of Jesus. And so this means that we acknowledge who Jesus is, we acknowledge his authority, and we accept his love in our lives. We have a mutual relationship with Christ because we are Christians. We live in Christ and he lives in us.
All right. Good. This is good. So let's look at this last section, victory over false prophets. And so just keep in mind what we talked about, victory over doubt, victory through consistency, and now victory over false prophets. Chapter 4, 1 through 4. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, even now is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And so, wow, this is a great way to end this particular passage, victory over false prophets. And so we hear about people saying all kinds of things about the word of God. And so not every person you hear on the radio or on the internet or on television, not every book you read, not all of these are true prophets of the word of God. And so we all have to be discerning to make sure we know when we are hearing the truth and when we are not. This was a problem in John's day. This is still a problem in our day. And so it says, verse number 2, this is how you know the Spirit of God. He said, one thing that ought to be true, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. So, you know, if they do not confess that Jesus Christ has come, count them out automatically. All right. So there are other things we ought to think about, too. But this is the most important one, that they believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, come in the flesh into this sinful world, died for us on Calvary's cross, his blood was shed, and that he rose from the grave triumphantly. If that is part of the teaching, we know they're at least on the right track. If that's absent from the teaching, get out of there, because this is not the spirit, the teaching of the truth. What are you getting here, Christina?
No, Mark, I am absolutely pleased that John is helping us to know how to overcome these false prophets, because he's talked about them throughout the previous chapters in 1 John. And so, you know, we need to take to heart what he is teaching us here, you know, how to check, just as you just said, you know, to make sure that what they are telling us to believe lines up with the truth. You know, we need to check, okay, is this written in the Word of God? Is this prosperity gospel all about what the Word is teaching us? And other tests that we can look at is to look at their lifestyle, to look at the fruit that they're bearing, and look at how they are committed to the work that God has called them to do. So, don't shut off your thinking when it comes to these false prophets, to these teachings that Mark just mentioned are out there. Make sure that you evaluate whether what they are saying lines up with the scriptures that you are studying.
So, and then, you know, verse four is important too, because sometimes we just feel inferior. Well, this person has a big title. This person is at a big organization. This person looks like they got a lot of money. This person has a lot of influence or whatever. And so we think that because they have these things, that they are in some way greater than we are. And so we feel inferior. And so we say, well, I ought to just give in because this person is obviously greater than I am. That's why verse number four is so important. He says, you are from God, little children, and have conquered them. Why? Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And so the devil will try to make all of his stuff look really big and overwhelming, maybe even sometimes frightening. But don't worry about that. The one who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So that's our memory verse for this particular lesson. And that's one you ought to commit to memory if you haven't done that already. 1 John 4:4. Commit that one to memory because that will help you in times of doubt and struggle to give you confidence in the Spirit of God that is in your life. This is a great lesson. And so we're really going to enjoy this one when we get a chance to teach this one together. And so if you're a Sunday school teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment because in a few moments, Christine is going to give us a powerful teaching tip. But I want you, friends, to make sure that you get your copy of the U Bible Study curriculum. The U Bible Study is our urban multi-ethnic, multicultural curriculum. You can find it at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It comes with digital availability. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. And so this is really important for to strengthen us to be able to stand for Jesus in what my mother-in-law would say, these last and evil days. All right. So this is important, important stuff for all of us. All right, Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip is a bonus for you. We didn't talk about this in the lesson, but I'm giving it to you free. Express joy. We need to remember that there is joy in victory. So take time during the class to just rejoice in the Lord. Let your joy be contagious because of the victory that we have. Here are three things that you can do. First of all, share your testimony of the goodness of God in your life. Share your testimony. You know, bring out the joy of what God has done for you. And then just read some verses about joy. Look at Romans 15 and 13, Romans 12 and 12, Philippians 4 and 4, and so on. And finally, let your students or your learners know how excited you are about leading this class. This will go a long way in helping them to develop confidence and trust in you when they know that you are excited about what you're doing.
All right. This is a great one. This is a great one. And you're really going to be blessed as you go through this particular lesson on today, Shore of Victory. Come on, victory in Jesus. And so go ahead and be blessed as you go through the lesson. And then join us again, friend, for our another You podcast, because you never know where God will take you.